This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. Childcare providers in the metro have been allowed to stay open so essential workers can do their jobs. But there's no safety net for the childcare workers themselves, many of whom are low paid and don't have health insurance. KCUR's Ellie Moxley explains why childcare advocates are so worried.
Tomlin Academy is still open, but it's anything but business as usual for the preschool at 97th and Holmes in Kansas City. Attendance is down from 80 students to about 25, and owner Chantel Tomlin has had to lay off many of her teachers.
Green light! Red light!
On one of the recent warm, sunny days, the remaining kids played in the grass next to a jungle gym they weren't allowed to climb on.
And I said, why did I say no playground? Right, we want to stay safe, right?
So Tomlin has done everything childcare providers are supposed to do to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Parents have to drop their kids off curbside, all of the toys have been put away, and at the end of each day, Tomlin sanitizes every surface, every doorknob, every handle. Reached by phone, Tomlin told KCUR she's having trouble getting the things she needs to keep her doors open.
We are having struggles getting food, getting milk. You go to the store and it says limit one on everything. I have to have a conversation with the manager. Like, look, I run a business. Kids need to eat.
Most childcare advocates would agree that Tomlin is providing an essential service right now for parents who themselves still need to work. Still, Melissa Rooker, executive director of the Kansas Children's Cabinet, is concerned.
It's not a question of if somebody gets sick taking care of other people's children, it's a question of when.
Rooker points out a lot of childcare workers don't have health insurance. In Kansas, they earn an average of $9.25 an hour. Missouri providers pay a little more, but still less than $24,000 a year on average.
This was a problem for the profession before COVID-19 happened. Then you add on top what we're dealing with now, such an unprecedented crisis, and the strain on the system is very worrisome to me.
Childcare workers KCUR spoke with are worried too. They don't think hand washing and counter wiping will be enough to stop the spread of COVID-19 in childcare centers, which are notorious germ incubators.
God, kids cough directly in my face.
That's Angela. We're only using her first name because, like other childcare workers KCUR spoke to for this story, she wants to protect her privacy. Angela works at a large childcare center in Kansas City, Missouri that is still open. But because Angela has an autoimmune disorder, she can't work right now, and she doesn't think childcare workers should have to risk their health for a paycheck.
It kind of feels dehumanizing to be like, well, schools are out. And, if you're a kindergarten teacher, you have to stay at home and stay safe. But if you're teaching a four-year-old, we need you. And your safety isn't really a consideration.
Meanwhile, Samantha works for a large faith-based provider in Overland Park, Kansas. It's closed right now, so Samantha is nannying for another family. She's also a single mom with two kids herself. Samantha says, like most childcare workers, she never misses work if she can help it.
I've worked six. I worked with strep, I worked with pink eye, I worked with bronchitis and walking pneumonia. So it's good that we're closed down. If we weren't, it would be a catastrophe.
She's living paycheck to paycheck, but considers herself more fortunate than most. She has health insurance through work. Still, she had to put about $700 on a credit card last month, buying extra groceries and a laptop for her son so he could keep up with his schoolwork.
I have no savings. I have no savings at all. I have no cushion.
And that's why she hopes that when this pandemic is over and parents are back at work, they'll think childcare workers deserve a raise. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.